Thank you for tuning in to Black Ladies Talk podcast. This is your girl L'Oreal, and I'm back. I'm going to definitely try to get on here as much as I can. Today I had some time this morning, so I said, "Well, let me start the morning off with an episode." And this is why I'm here. I hope your morning is going well. Today is Wednesday. Today is hump day, so happy hump day. Made it to the middle of the week. We're almost done. We have two more days left before the weekend. Weather is breaking in New York. I don't know where you are, but it is breaking in New York, and I'm extremely happy about that. So I'm just waiting for this 60 degrees weather to pop in. You know, as soon as that happens, then from there we jump up. And I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, I came on here to discuss for today, today's morning episode, is knowing when to cut certain people out of your life. And not feeling sad about it. I don't think anybody should feel sad when they need to cut somebody out of their life. Some people are just not made to go with you to the next at a standstill while you are moving forward. And sometimes it hurts because we leave behind people that we love and that we really care about. But in order for you to move forward, you can't be around stagnant people or people that just aren't making any changes. Because if you do that, then you won't make any changes and you won't move forward and you will be in one place. What they're doing. Are they growing mentally, emotionally, financially? You know, is there something that can help you grow in one of those areas? And I just feel like if they're not at a place where they are making any kind of changes, because I think everybody should make some type of change, no matter what it may be, you should make some type of change in your life for the better. Person is not doing any of these things, then you basically shouldn't have any use of this person being in your circle. Because what you're around is what motivates you and what inspires you. So when you're around or you're sitting at a table with people that are go-getters and that are ready to get what belongs to them, then that will only push you to do the same thing because you want to stay at this table. Understand? You want to stay at this table, you want to keep your seat. As opposed to a person in the same place, not doing anything, and constantly in drama, or just have something negative going on with them. You have to cut that out your life. I would say this, you can try to help and lend a hand to somebody that is going through something negative. But if they don't listen, and don't try to make some type of change, and they keep coming to you with the same story, that's a clear sign that you need to let this person go. That's a clear sign you need to have a sit down with this person and tell them, listen, you don't have nothing good going for you. You don't have any. There's no kind of positive growth going on with you. And right now, where I'm at in my life, I need to be around people. And it's nothing wrong with that. This is called maturing, changing for the better, and just trying to live. nothing wrong with making these changes. There's nothing wrong with cutting people off for the time being. I don't know, maybe later on you'll reconnect, but right now, if it's not something you need, then you need to let it go. No matter who it is, family, friends that become family, no matter who it is, if this person don't bring anything positive to you, or don't make you want to do better, or don't push you or give you a drive just by watching what they're doing, or just by listening to them, or, and it's not giving you no type of push, you need to let this person go. You have to let this person go. Because where your mind is at, or this person is at, is on two different pages. And you can't move forward with person that don't want to move forward, with a person that don't want to make changes. If anything, you'll get stuck, and then you'll be missing out on all your blessings that you're supposed to be getting, all the blessings that you're ready to get. You will miss out just by having one or two rotten apples in your circle. So pay attention to who's doing what. Pay attention to what growth is going on in your circle. Because that's all you should have around you. Just people that want to grow, want to change for the better, want to be better, want to do better. And you know that saying, birds of a feather flock together. And for the most part, that is very true. You do have some that get kind of stuck in the circle. Mind you, they're trying to do good, but they still get stuck because they don't want to cut off these people, because they've grown to love them and may have many years with them and don't want to do that, so they'll get stuck. So this is why I say sometimes it is true, and then other times some people just get stuck in this flock and they can't let go because of the connection they have with these people, or because of the years and the history they have with this person. So it's hard for them to let them go, and I understand. But if you'll get tired sooner or later. You'll get tired of staying in one spot, and then you have to make moves. You may have to drift away silently, or you may have to have a talk with this person. You know, and there's just so many people you just have to drift away from. And then others, you can definitely have a talk with them. But it's okay. You know, your life changes and you get in situations that also can, you know, also make you have to cut off certain people, because you're now in a different stage in your life. And some friends you can't carry with you because they're still on what you used to be on. But now you're on a totally different level. And the things that they find to be fun doesn't interest you anymore. And that's okay. It's okay. It's okay, because you're growing. And this person, you just have to let them. I mean, there's so much you can do for a person. There's so much you can say to a person to make them want to do better, or make them want to grow. So many things that you can do. But when you don't see any change, you just have to let them go. Yes, I know it's hard to make the people we've grown attached to. But if you want to make moves, you can't hold on to these people that are not moving. Because if they're not moving, you're not going to move. That's your wall that's blocking you. So you have to, once you feel the want to have people that are doing better than you and more than you, then you definitely have to let go what you used to be around. That's something that's just, oh, I just want to party all the time. And now you're just like, no, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to waste my money on that anymore. I want to invest in something. I want to build a business. I want to start saving more money. I don't want to go out and thinking of a master plan. I don't need to go out. No, I'm not looking for attention. I don't need it. I just need more. When you're looking for more substance, you have to let those people go. Because they're only going to hold you back. Because they already found their thing right now at the moment. That's their high. That's no longer your high. Because now you want more. So you have to let those people go. Or you keep them at a distance. You can call and check up on them. They can call and check up on you. But as far as really being around each other in each other's space, you can't do that anymore. Because you're on two totally different pages at this point. With wants and needs and just where you're trying to be in a certain time frame. This person will not get you there. You have to let them go. They're not thinking like you. You gotta let them go. So I say this. Sit at a table with people that are doing better than you, or people that are heading to places where you want to go, and leave that table behind where they don't have focus and they're content with where they are and they're okay. There's no drive, there's no want, because then you get sucked into that and you don't have no motivation, you don't have any inspiration. So sit at the table, big bosses, sit at a table that people are doing things, sit at a table that people want to grow and want to change for the better. Sit at that table, that is the table where you need to be. And you have to leave people behind. Sometimes you reconnect with these people because then they got their stuff together and now, okay, now you can sit at my table. Now we can connect. Now we can talk about something. But make sure you sit at a table with people that are doing that and that are moving forward and that are growing. And to people that are making a change. You want to sit at this table because that's only going to make you step your game up. That is the only thing that will make you want to step your game up and make you want to make these changes. You have to sit at a table with people who are doing more than you. If they're not doing what you're doing and moving forward, they need to be doing better than you. That's the table I want to sit at all times. Mind state of where I'm at right now, of me growing, and this is where I want to be. I want to be at that table because it's only going to push me to want to do just as good or if not better. So sit at the table of the doers. This is where you need to be. But I'm going to wrap this episode up, and I hope you're making your move to that table where the doers are. Walking away from the other table, because other table ain't nothing going on here. They still got you in the same place you were 5 years ago. Think about it. They still got you at the same place where you were 5 years ago, when you were supposed to be somewhere else, and you know damn well you were supposed to be somewhere else. So now you behind, because you stood at this damn table of the non-doers, of the non-motivated. So I advise you, excuse my French, to get your ass up, stop being scared, because mentally you're ready, but physically you're probably not ready to move because of the connection you have. But you need to get your ass up today and walk your ass over to the table of the doers. today I need you to get your ass up from that table and not do rest. That's what I need you to do today. And walk your ass over. Matter of fact, run your ass over to the table of the doers. Do that. And yeah, start making things happen. Start doing what you were set out to do and what you know what you're supposed to be doing. Again, thank you for tuning in. It is your girl, Lovey Al. I will try to make it back as much as I can with some episodes. I need to catch up. I had a podcast before with like 16 episodes. So now I gotta bring this back up because I've changed the name. And I'll get to on another episode of why I'm calling it Black Ladies Talk. Instagram, to follow the Instagram page for Black Ladies Talk. I'm also going to create a blog where it'll be more in depth of topics that I'll be talking about. And you can sign up and subscribe there and be the first to know when we do post new things. You can also follow my personal page, which is Lovey Al Rich. You can follow me there as well. I'm also on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, which is Black Ladies Talk. Follow and like, please, 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 please. And I'll definitely make it on here as much as I can. I need to bring up my episodes, so I'll definitely be on here. Anytime I can get on and jump on and say a little something, I'm going to get on. I hope I motivated and pushed somebody to get their ass up. Walk away from that table of the non-doers and run their ass over to the table of the doers. And I want to say this if nobody's told you nothing yet. It is now 8:28. If nobody's told you nothing yet,